From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Schools reopen this year under a new legal cloud. Districts around the country must decide whether to continue using race to assign students to schools. In June, the Supreme Court struck down the use of race to decide school placements in Seattle and Louisville. Those districts are already revising their assignment plans. Officials in many other school systems hope that local support will help them avoid court challenges to their desegregation efforts, as NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Chester Darling has been fighting desegregation plans for decades. The Massachusetts attorney hailed this year's Supreme Court ruling and says he knows what he would like to do about school systems that still use race to decide who attends a particular school.
I would go after every single one of them. It's wrong. You just don't sort kids by color and deny benefits to them because of the color of their skin.
Desegregation is still a very touchy issue around Boston, the scene of violent protest over school busing in the 1970s. Supporters of desegregation plans now worry the pendulum has swung back to those bad old days.
Well, my reaction is that we're taking a step back toward resegregation. I don't know how you can think much else besides that.
Jeff Young is superintendent of schools in Newton, Massachusetts. Newton participates in METCO, a 40-year-old program that sends about 3,300 minority kids to predominantly white school systems. Young says that if the METCO system were to be challenged, he believes it could withstand court scrutiny because of the benefits.
It doubles my chances as an eighth grader of working in a science lab with a kid of color. It doubles my chances as an 11th grader of acting in a play with a kid of color. It doubles my chances in the third grade of having a play date in Boston. Those kinds of opportunities, we think, are the really powerful and telling ones.
There are at least 20 school systems in Massachusetts that use race in assigning kids. METCO, which serves 38 districts around Boston and Springfield, is viewed by many as the most vulnerable program. But anyone who wants to challenge the legality of METCO will have to tangle with Executive Director Jean McGuire.
You don't get rid of racism unless you deal with the issues of racial segregation and separation. There is no other way to do it.
On the day I caught up with McGuire, it was 100 degrees in her non-air-conditioned office, hence that blowing fan. McGuire is also hot under the collar about the Supreme Court ruling. She completely rejects the idea put forward by some that METCO could be saved if it were changed and focused on income, not on race.
That's illegal. Why would the public have to declare what their income is at any moment? Who's going to set up that kind of bureau? This isn't a welfare department. You don't require income, unless you're doing a financial aid form for college or private school, from parents.
But until some parent challenges METCO, the system appears safe. That's not the case in nearby Lynn, Massachusetts, where attorney Chester Darling is trying to reopen a case he lost in 2005. The Supreme Court refused to hear that case. Now Darling feels the recent Supreme Court ruling against Seattle and Louisville will strengthen his hand. The Lynn desegregation plan, he says, must fall.
Without any question, race should not be taken into consideration at all. You cannot use it because the 14th Amendment doesn't permit it.
But the Attorney General of Massachusetts, Martha Coakley, says not so fast. In court filings, Coakley urges a federal court to leave the Lynn system alone. She points to the crucial fifth vote in the Supreme Court ruling, Justice Anthony Kennedy, who ruled against the Seattle and Louisville systems, but nevertheless wrote that, quote, a compelling interest exists in avoiding racial isolation, an interest that a school district may choose to pursue, end quote. Supporters of METCO and other desegregation plans are hoping that local support will keep them out of court. Paul Beard of the Sacramento-based Pacific Legal Foundation is challenging the use of race in California cases. He says popular support is irrelevant here.
Well, one can say the same thing about Brown v. Board of Education. The local community there were many who supported the program. The state officials certainly supported the program. And yet the minority population had to rise up and challenge it despite its popular support.
So for now, school districts are keeping a low profile, hoping that approach will keep their desegregation programs intact. Larry Abramson, NPR News.